Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is fear is a bully. Oh, isn't it? Fear is a bully, right? It is the bully in our head.
Good morning, Jess. Fear is such a bully, yes. And it's all invented by the mind, too, by the way. Fear is invented by the mind. Love is something that comes natural for all of us. We were born to love. But fear is something our minds invented.
Yeah.
And the more afraid probably we were as children, the more afraid we are as adults.
Yep. And just like a way... No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say fear just has a way of pushing us into doing things that aren't even right for us.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just like a bully. You know, yes. A person that's a bully uses those tactics. Fear does the same thing. Tries to intimidate us. Scare us. Make up awful stories that this is going to happen if we don't do this. And this is going to happen. Yep.
Yep. You're right.
It's a bully.
It is. It invents stories all day long. Story inventor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine always creates stories that I'm going to be punished in some sort of way, or everybody's leaving. Yeah. And I know yours uses your body, your pain. Yeah.
It does. It does. It, it's not very nice. I try to stay out of fear. When I stay out of fear, I'm okay. Things are manageable. But boy, fear can quickly mess our heads up, right?
Yeah. And just like we were saying yesterday, the little guy on the Wizard of Oz, like when you pull the curtain, though, it's just a scared child.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, when you think about bullies, and really bullies are frightened little boys, so or girls, and so that bully inside of us is what, a frightened child?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Yeah, so that's why working with that, with parts of ourself, working with that frightened part of ourself, to say, it's okay, you know, everything's all right. It's just important that we do that, work with that wounded child, and teach that child that it's safe.
Yeah.
But as long as we, you know, indulge in those fear stories or even fantasy stories, it's not going to get us anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, fantasy is probably just a way to deflect the fear.
For sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Rather than feel the fear, it's easier to fantasize something else, being somewhere else or, yes, doing something else. Yeah.
Yep. Jumping into the future.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about yesterday. It's connected.
Yeah, it is. It's connected.
It is connected. We'd have no reason to jump in the future if we weren't afraid.
That's right.
We would just stay here, right?
Yeah, we would just be present. That's why continuing to practice being present is so helpful, because it keeps us out of the future. It keeps us out of the past. The ego hates it.
Oh, ego hates it.
Yeah, but it's the only way to live. It's the only way to live.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel myself continually being pushed in that direction. Just because of my circumstances, it pushes me in that direction. I can't live in fear. I can't live in my head. I can't live in the future, the what ifs. There's nothing about that feels comforting or good. How about you?
No.
And no fantasy stories either. Just being in the moment.
No, it feels awful. It feels awful to be in the past, and it feels awful to be in the future. I'm in the future a lot. I always have been. I think fantasy stories have always been a go-to for me. That's where my little girl hid when I was little.
I think I lived in fantasy.
Well, I've heard you say numerous times that your little girl says, what's the point? So she's looking for a point. She's looking for something to make her feel better. So she thinks there should be something always there, right?
Always has.
If you can heal that, Chas, that would be so freeing for you.
Yeah.
To know that you already have everything you need. It's not something in the future. We don't know what the future means or holds. None of us do.
No.
We could not be here in the future.
No.
You know?
I know.
I think it's just a coping mechanism, a survival skill that you learned as a little girl.
It really must have been.
To comfort yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, some things were maybe hard to deal with, and that I don't know, and I think I did feel so alone a lot of the time that I did just create these fantasies, these, I don't know, I guess these things to keep me company in my mind.
Yeah, it's like fantasizing that the man's coming on the white horse,
sure,
to scoop us away, right?
Yep.
I always fantasize about meeting the perfect man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it took me down a lot of paths. For sure.
Because the perfect man exists, right?
Yeah. No,
or the perfect woman. Like, that's.
No, there's no perfect anything. No. There's no perfect life. Just perfect for us, maybe.
Yeah, and it is about being in the moment. I always tell you on my work days, like, the moments, it's usually animals or kids that take me there. Those are the two things, or older people, that can just pull me into the moment, literally. Mm-hmm. Just pull the van over and just sit there and look at nature for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or look at a cat on someone's porch, or watch a little girl blowing bubbles with her dad, like those moments.
Yeah, nature is a beautiful way to bring you into the moment. So good. I'm glad that you have all that available.
Yep.
During the day.
Yeah. I'm grateful for that. Without those things, I don't know. I'd really be in my head a lot of the time. So
yesterday was I don't even have to leave the house. I see, there was a woodpecker right outside my window. I saw him pecking on the tree. Then there was another one pecking on the gutter. Get these little baby rabbits that come up to my screen and look in the house. Yesterday, I told you I had the dove up in the window ledge looking at me.
Yeah.
Like nature, and that brings me the moment too. And I haven't even been outside. It's like gathering around. It's like, okay, good.
God just brings it right to you. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah, it's too hot out there.
It is too hot out there. That's cool. I love those moments. Love those moments.
Yeah, yeah, when I walked last night, there were lots of rabbits. There were lots of birds. Big birds in the fly. It reminds me of one of those, you probably know the name of them. They're in the dinosaur age, the big birds.
Pterodactyls.
Yes, that's what it looked like.
Yep.
What is that?
I know it's exactly so what you're talking about. Yep.
So, yeah. And the beautiful sky. Yeah. Definitely brings you to the moment.
Yeah, it makes
you grateful.
Fear doesn't exist there.
No. No, because fear doesn't exist. That's and neither does the future. And that means an hour from now doesn't exist. It hasn't happened yet. And an hour past is gone. It's not coming back. It's irrelevant. So stay in the moment.
Right? Yeah. You know what fear needs?
What?
A hug. That's usually what my little girl needs. When my head is frantic and just that is it. I know that's what I need. I need comfort. I need a hug. And that's probably what a bully needs too. A hug and for somebody to say it's okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they're children, that would be a good thing to say. When they become adults and they're bullies,
you probably don't want to go and offer them a hug.
Yeah, you might get clobbered.
Most likely.
Yeah.
But that is what they need. They need love.
Yeah. And so do we. When we get in that fearful place, when we've let our mind take over, we do need a hug. You're right, Chas.
I know that's what I need. I just need
But that's what we always wanted to begin with, you know.
Yeah.
That's why the fantasizing was just a way to divert the pain. But what is that Rumi quote? The cure for pain is in the pain, or something like that.
Always.
Yeah. So it's like you got to face the pain of our childhood. We have to stop covering up with stories and fantasies and just really take a look at it so we can let it go.
Yeah.
And we don't want to try to manage it. We've been doing that our whole life. Our purpose is to surrender it, surrender the past, let it go. But as long as we deflect and hide behind it, then we don't get anywhere.
Yeah.
Better to surrender it and just be in the moment and make that a new way of life, right? That's what I'm working on, is just making living in the moment a new way of life for me.
Yeah.
I don't like thinking about the future. So it's a good thing. I don't think about the future.
It is heavy.
Yeah.
Well, the past and the future is heavy.
Yep.
Creates anxiety and it creates, yeah, heaviness.
Yeah.
Hug that fear.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. Hug that little bully.
Yeah. Just needs love. That's the cure for fear is love.
It is. Yeah, you're right.
I think that'll be my word today.
Love?
Yeah, that's my word. I'll love on my little girl today.
Okay, so mine will be peace.
Mm-hmm.
I've had some peace the last. There's sometimes it's very odd because, you know, I have chronic pain all the time, but there's sometimes that my mind just doesn't focus on how it feels. It just focuses on whatever's in front of me, whatever I'm doing. And therefore, the pain just kind of goes into the background. So today I'm going to choose that again, just the peace of God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do have peace. Those moments.
Yeah, I've had a few this week where it just fades into the background, which is what we want the ego voice to do too, is fade into the background. Let it be the background noise, but not the loud noise, because ego can be very loud.
Yeah, but you're a good example that, no matter what's going on, you can find that peace in the midst mm-hmm. of it. You can.
You can. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Any last thoughts?
No, I think that's it for today. Just want to give a heads up that we are going to be changing the name of our podcast. When's that going to happen, Chas?
It's going to happen today.
Yeah. Today.
It's going to happen today.
Well, so this may be our last podcast here.
I have some feelings about that.
I do too. I do too.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not alone there.
Yeah. Letting go.
Letting go and starting a new podcast with a new name.
Yeah.
So
it'll be okay though. So
mm-hmm.
We're not going anywhere. It's just a new name. That's all.
Yep. That's it.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, yeah. Thanks for being here this morning. And thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!